Romans 9, verse 30 says this: What shall we say then? The Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it. That is, a righteousness that is by faith. This keeps going along with the theme of God's wondrous, all-surpassing mercy and grace. Paul quotes Hosea, who says, Those who were not my people, I will call my people. And her who was not beloved, I will call beloved. And in the very place where it was said to them, You are not my people, there will be called sons of the living God. This is God's great mercy. Do you still not understand? Paul is giving all these wondrous examples from the Old Testament to back up his argument that the righteous live by faith, that our righteousness comes by faith, comes from God through Jesus, but only by faith. It's not a thing we do ourselves. We absolutely try to keep the law. We are friends of the law, but we don't live or die by the law. We live and breathe and have our being in Christ, who is the manifestation of God's wondrous grace for you, for us all. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.